back to the Galesburg Chamber Political Forum. It's great to have you with us here tonight. We're moving right along to the candidates for treasurer in Galesburg, and we'll change the format just a little bit, but it won't be too confusing. Each candidate will get a minute to talk about themselves, and then we'll move on to the three-minute question. So we'll start with, and we drew our names out of a hat again, very scientific, and Elijah French, pick number one, so you get to go first. Elijah, good evening. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you all for being here this evening. My name is Elijah French. I was born in Galesburg. I was raised in the area. I left to do 8 years in ministry and came back, changed my degree to political science, and am now raising my daughter, who was also born in the community. I'm running for this position, namely because I was approached when no one filed petitions. And I believe that local government is the most important level of government we have. And so when no one filed, people approached, said, hey, no one filed for this. You know, we're worried about who's going to be handling the money. And so I started looking at it and I said, you know what? This is an area that I can serve my community in, that I can help do something that's going to make Illinois, but Galesburg better. And so that is why I'm running for treasurer. Thank you.
Thank you, Elijah. Also joining us is Jerry Reynolds. Jerry, good evening to you. Great to see you. And you have a minute to tell us about yourself.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Jerry Reynolds. I moved to Galesburg in 2008 to take the position as the Knox County Landfill Administrator. Prior to that, I had been an employee, a manager, and finally the owner of a private business in the state of New Mexico, where I was born and raised. After I left the private business, I was hired by the Lee County Solid Waste Authority to run their landfill. During my tenure at the Lee County Landfill, we were the only landfill in the whole state of New Mexico that was not going to the state legislature or the New Mexico Environment Board asking for additional funds to keep them solvent and financially stable. I brought that expertise to the state of Illinois to run the Knox County Landfill. And as such, I hope to continue that same effort in order to be your next city treasurer.
Thank you, Jerry. We'll move on to our question, and you'll each have 3 minutes to respond, and we'll start with Elijah. In recent years, the city council has discussed eliminating the treasurer position altogether. Why do you think this position is important, and do you believe it should be separate from the city administration or made part of the finance department?
So when I was reviewing, as I was looking at running this, it became pretty apparent to me talking with the city council, talking with the finance director, with the city manager, and with others involved, that we've arrived to a point where it's time to merge this department with the finance department. And this is something that's been done in 5 other communities. And I want to kind of approach the tiger in the room. If we do this merge and we go forward, we're not going to be Dixon, okay? When Dixon had the issues that they had a treasurer comptroller who had no accountability, who was not an employee of a city manager, and as a result, was able over 21 years to embezzle $54 million. If you look at what Dixon has done today, in 2014, they passed a referendum changing their city government to a managerial-style government, similar to what Galesburg has. And when they passed that, if the issue for them would have been that those two roles of comptroller and treasurer were together, then they would have separated them, but they didn't. What they did was they liquidated that position and created a finance director. Dixon today looks a lot more like Galesburg than Galesburg will ever look like Dixon before the fraud was caught. And so it's important that when we begin talking about this merge, a merge that's going to save money and allow that money to be reallocated, a merge that's going to get rid of some of the bureaucracy and red tape and still allow for safeguards and things to be in place, that our money is going to be secure. But the idea that we're going to be Dixon is not true. It simply is not true. We can put it in place. Our auditor has told us so. And as I said, we would be joining Dixon. Who would know better how to deal with Dixon's issues than Dixon? So that's part of why I'm running to answer your question. I think it is time to merge. I don't want to do it overnight. I want to do it in one term. And that's why I'm only running for one term. 4 years, we're going to merge this department. And in year two, in the 2018 budget, to show that I'm serious, I'm going to ask the city manager and I'm going to ask the council to take away my salary. Because I am not doing this to get paid. I'm not doing this so I can have a title. I'm doing this because I think it's in the best interest of Galesburg to join other managerial set up cities that have done this and to be a benefit to each and every one of us. Thank you.
Thank you, Elijah. Appreciate your thoughts. Jerry, you'll also have 3 minutes. Same question. Why do you think the position is important, and should it be separate from city administration, or do you think made part of the finance department?
I definitely believe that the treasurer needs to be a completely separate office. It needs to be an elected office, not an appointed position, and not an administrative position. We have all heard of various groups, organizations, businesses, and as my opponent has said, government agencies that have lost their money due to someone not handling properly and correctly. There has never been a time when that was taking place that the person who was taking the money got a big, bad heart on themselves and said, guess what, folks? I've been stealing your money for all these years, and I'm going to give it back to you. You need a separate set of eyes. You need a set of eyes that knows how to look at budgets. You need a set of eyes who knows how to look at bills. You need an eyes who needs to look at set of deposits and make sure that those are proper and correct before they're handled. The other important job that my opponent didn't even bring up, the treasurer is also the custodian of the police and fire pension funds. One of the duties of the city treasurer is to quarterly provide a report to those pension funds as to how they're being handled, how that money's being invested, and what return they're receiving for those funds. We're currently not funded at a real great rate. I would like to see that funding go up. We need to protect the money of the people who protect us, the police and fire. We need to look at the company who handles those funds, how they're invested, how they're taken care of, and make sure that those are done properly and correctly. In my own personal financial world, we have found out that we used a manager to handle our investment funds. My campaign manager and my wife, we looked at several different things. We found out that by doing some of this stuff ourselves, we have saved a tremendous amount of money. If we're paying a financial director to handle our pension funds, maybe we can bring someone on board that we don't have to pay the exorbitant fees to make sure that those funds are handled properly and correctly. So there are several reasons why we need to keep this office in place. It needs to be an elected official, and it needs to be that extra set of eyes to make sure that we don't have a situation come up like what they had in Dixon.
Thank you, Jerry. Elijah, do you want a quick response since he referred to you directly?
Sure. Thank you, John. So what Jerry just said, to be concise, is not necessarily the model that's throughout this state. What you've done is instead of having a full-time employee that was set up in order to oversee, and by the way, let me make this very clear. Treasurer Dahlberg and Treasurer Wilson did a wonderful job with the position they had. They went above and beyond what their actual mandate is in the ordinance. But the reality is that the City Council made a motion in this last budget to decrease that, to basically hand someone a money bag anywhere between $10,000 to $50,000. An individual, by the way, that is not directly accountable to anyone on a day-to-day basis. And you're going to pay them $12,500 a year. That, to me, is a much bigger circumstance and risk than saying and doing what Dixon did and doing what Sycamore did and doing what Normal did and doing what Urbana did, which is to remove the position because we have a managerial-style government where we have a city manager that can see the day-to-day records, that can see what is going on, and provides that check and balance.
Jerry, last word on this?
I'm good.
Great.
I made my case.
You bet. Thank you, Jerry Reynolds, Elijah French, candidates for treasurer. Let's give them a big hand. Thanks so much for your time. We are getting set to move on to the mayoral part of our program tonight, but before we do, we're going to take a five-minute break, so if you want to get up and stretch, the concession stand is still open back there, and my friends from the Orpheum say they really want to sell you some refreshments. So if you're thirsty, you're hungry, they've got some treats back there for you. We'll take a five-minute break and be back with the mayor's race. Thanks so much.